Arizona voters may be asked to make changes to the state constitution this fall in a number of areas, from campaign finance to the minimum age to be elected to office in the state. My next guest would also like voters here and across the country to have the chance to add constitutional protections for the environment. Maya Van Rossum is the Delaware Riverkeeper and author of the book, The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. And Maya, what to you should a green amendment look like?
What a green amendment would do would place a provision in the Bill of Rights section of our state and federal constitutions that recognize the rights to clean water, clean air, and a healthy environment as inalienable rights and deserving of the highest level of protection that you can get under constitutional law, and that those rights be recognized and protected the same way we recognize and protect other fundamental freedoms, like the right to free speech, like the right to freedom of religion, like our private property rights.
How would you like that to be defined? I mean, how would you set the limits of what is acceptable, for example, particulate level in the air, or is there any amount of pollution in the water that would be acceptable?
So just like any constitutional provision, the language in the Constitution puts forth the broad recognition and protection that we're shooting for. Exactly how that gets implemented and exactly how every element of the constitutional provision gets defined and implemented, that's what happens afterwards through advocacy, through litigation, through good court decision making, and community discussion and agreement. But if you look in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights section, for example, the right to free speech is just broadly stated. We'll put forth the broad critical elements of the right, but exactly how it's defined and implemented, that's going to happen through time.
Based on the fact that you are taking this approach, is it a fair assumption that in your mind anyway, laws protecting the environment, protecting air and water and all, are not sufficient?
We have literally hundreds of thousands of laws at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level that are supposed to be protecting our environment. And yet what we can see in communities across the nation is we still have tremendous levels of water pollution, air pollution, and environmental degradation, so much so that we are literally damaging people's lives. We're damaging their health. We're damaging their property values. So yes, I do absolutely believe while we have very important laws in place to protect our environment, those laws are not on their own doing the job of giving the critical level of environmental protection that we need to truly protect every aspect of our lives.
Now, my understanding is there are a couple of states that already have these constitutional amendments, Pennsylvania and Montana. Is that right?
Yes. Pennsylvania and Montana are the only two states that have a green amendment of the kind that I'm talking about. There are 33 other states that talk about the environment in their constitutions, but they don't give it this highest level of protection. They tend to talk about the environment as good public policy, or they talk about the need for legislation. But of course, if you have bad legislation, that really doesn't solve your problem. And then there are 15 states that don't talk about the environment at all in their constitutions.
What were the discussions like in those two states? Because it seems like in a lot of instances, when you talk about environmental protection, it often sort of is seen at odds with economic development or economic prosperity. I'm wondering if there's a way to have both, and if either Pennsylvania or Montana, which have this provision in their constitution, if they were able to come to some kind of middle ground on that.
What you will see that I talk about in the book is that good, healthy environments are critical for good, healthy jobs and a good, healthy economy. And in fact, if you look across the board, pursuing development projects, energy projects, any sort of development operations, when they're done in an environmentally protective way, not only do we accomplish the goal that we're trying to accomplish, but we at the same time protect the environment, and we actually end up with better jobs, better paying jobs, as well as healthier economies.
How optimistic are you that you can get some majority of the states to do this? And even, you know, a federal constitutional amendment would need a vote of 3/4 of the states, another kind of high bar. How optimistic are you you can get all that?
I believe that we're at a moment in time when people are really recognizing that the current state of our environmental protection laws are failing them. People are experiencing what it means to have environmental degradation, and they really are seeking something better. I believe green amendments in our state and federal constitutions really is that something better, and I believe that people are in a moment in time that when they learn about this concept, when they realize that they don't, under the current state of the law, actually have the right to a healthy environment, they are going to rise up and get organized and work to change that. I truly believe that's our future for environmental protection in this nation.
Maya Van Rossum is the Delaware Riverkeeper and author of the book, The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. Maya, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.